Hey Raider, welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. We have any questions, Raider? All right, we'll start with Dana Green.
Hey Raider, what have you seen from East Carolina's defense? Their quarterback is pretty prolific. Not really a dual threat guy, but what kind of challenges do you face going on the road this week?
Yeah, they're a solid offense. They have good weapons at the receiver position as well. But like you mentioned, their quarterback is good. They like to air it out. And so it's going to be a good challenge for us in the defensive backfield this week. They like to air the ball out, and they get it out fast, and they go fast. So we've got to be ready, and we're looking forward to it. We're excited.
Next question from Brandon Gurney.
All right, the safety rotation seems to be kind of streamlined this year. Can you maybe speak of the dynamic and the strides you've seen from your group and yourself personally this season?
Yeah, I think it's just been great for all of us to be able to go out there and showcase what we can do. Like I said in prior interviews before, there's a lot of us in that room that deserve and that can play and play starting minutes. And so it's been great to see the improvement on just the whole room, together. We've learned the playbook together. We've disguised more, and we can both play both positions. And so that makes it easier for us to go out there and make plays on the field.
All right, next question from Sean Walker.
Hey, Raider, you've been in college football for long enough to know that traveling can sometimes be a little bit tricky, especially when you're going multiple time zones away like you guys are doing this week. Just what's the biggest change that you kind of look at? And I'm sure a lot of this is probably dealt with the staff and that kind of thing, but what's kind of the biggest difference going that extra time zone and trying to figure out how to sort of realign your body clock, I guess?
Yeah, I think luckily, when we go to a different time zone like this, like 2 hours ahead of us, we go a day before so we can get our bodies used to it. And so I think just trusting what the coaches have for us, they have everything is calculated to them, our strength staff. And so as long as we follow what they have us do, we feel great for those games. And, you know, last year we played in a couple of those games and we came out feeling good. And so just trusting them, knowing that they're going to get us right. But, you know, it's going to be fun for us to go out there, North Carolina, in a different crowd, different environment, and yeah.
Next question from Jay Drew.
I got two questions, Raider. One similar to what I asked Cody. Does this, the fact that BYU's not ranked yet after 11-2 last season, all that went on, does that matter to you guys? Do you talk about it? Do you care about it?
No, I think that's actually something that's probably never brought up to us at all in the locker room or anything. I think personally for me, I kind of like it better that way. We know that if we take care of what we need to take care of, if we win our games and we go out and play the best that we can do, then it'll take care of itself. But we don't really pay much attention to that. We like having that chip on our shoulder and continue to prove why we believe that we can compete with anyone.
And then last week's tragedy at Utah Valley, only 6 miles away from BYU. Was that addressed at all team-wide? I know you guys were on a bye last week, so I think you dispersed after Thursday. But was that talked about on a team level, individual level? Kind of what was your experience with that?
We definitely said a prayer. We said a prayer together as a team before our meetings, addressing that and, you know, just praying for unity in the country. But nothing more than that. We said a prayer, but that's kind of it for that.
Next question from Darnell Dixon.
Hi, Raider. With situational substitution on defense, that happens right in front of the safeties. You guys get this kind of see it all, guys run on and off the field. How do you make sense of that? What's it like as a player to try to get everybody lined up and have that very limited time to do that?
Luckily, when I think it's good because we see the field, we see everything. And so getting the play call, once we see what personnel we're in, it's easier for us to get everyone lined up, and we can communicate that. And then also just being in away situation this week in an away game, it's easier for us to communicate rather than when we're at home and trying to yell, we can't even hear each other. And so it's good, and it's definitely something that we've gotten better at over the years as a safety group.
Next question from Dana Green.
Hey, Raider, 3 points in two games, regardless of what the competition has been like, is extremely impressive. How much pride do you take in that? I know that's the goal, is to not give up a touchdown every game, but now that you've done it in two straight games, is that something you guys talk about to keep that streak going?
Yeah, definitely we want to keep that going, keep everyone out of the end zone. Obviously, the Stanford game, we had a good game, but we also felt like we left some things out there that we could have fixed, which we wanted to shut out. And so that's kind of the mentality that we have as a defense, is we're happy that we played well. We did well collectively as a defense, but there's still more that we can improve on and more that we're looking to improve on going forward. And so, yeah.
Next question from Jake Hatch.
Raider, what have you worked on the most playing that strong safety position?
I think just learning the defense as a whole, like not just learning my position, but learning what the linebackers are doing, you know, the D line, where they're going to be. And so I think at the strong safety position, that's a super important thing that we have to do, because we're kind of communicating with everybody. We're communicating with the linebackers. We need to know what gaps we're going to fit. And then also where we drop back in too high as well. And so learning the defense as a whole, knowing where it helps me to know, and the strong safeties in the room know where we need to fit and what assignments that we need to take care of on the field.
And do you feel like that role will adjust this week against a more pass-happy offense, maybe more too high, that type of a look?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see what the coaches have for us. Definitely, we go out and we like to disguise different looks, and so whatever they want us to put out there, we're going to do the opposite and show other things. And so, yeah.
Do we have any more questions? All right. Thank you, Raider.
This is Jake. I had one more for Raider just real quick. And Raider, I just wanted to ask about your tandem with Tanner Wall. What's it been like working with him? Because you guys have been working together for quite a while, back half of last season, obviously through the first part of the season. What's it been like having him as free safety?
It's nice. You know, the communication is great, not with only just me and T-Wall, but also with Faletau and Talon, anyone who gets in the game. The communication is there, and the knowing of assignments, the knowledge of our assignments is good. And so knowing that you have someone playing next to you that knows what he needs to do and knows what I need to do, it always gives you more confidence on the field. And going out with someone like – or with safeties like that, it's great for us.
All right, I think that's it. Thank you, Raider.
Thank you.